This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
9 years in the making, over 1,000 live shows, 10,000 bum jokes, 200,000 boom tish moments. Ladies and gentlemen, we now give you Breakfast with the Murphys, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, all. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Dollface D. Murphy. Wow. Good morning, Timothy. Good morning, Joyce's one and all.
What an exciting day it is today.
Friday.
Not only Friday.
It's Friday, and it's Wear It Purple Day 2020.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. What a fantastic initiative.
Absolutely. And we hope that we can be joined by so many Joyces this morning, decked out in your purple clothes.
That's right. To support our rainbow youth, to let them know that they are loved and their uniqueness is celebrated.
Now, I'm going to say straight off the bat that's been a challenge for me.
Oh.
Because
okay, right. Let's bring the fanfare
down. Open my violin.
Gosh. No, I'm just going to say that purple was never my favourite colour as a kid. Because Mum used to dress me in purple skivvies and purple tracksuits and whatever. Oh. But Purple Day, Wear a Purple Day, has reinvigorated my love for purple.
Don't know anybody that doesn't look good in purple. Everyone looks great in purple.
Do they?
Well,
yes.
I did hear our beloved Dee Mason complaining about the same thing the other day.
She's traumatized about everything.
She's traumatized by purple as well. But it's not about us.
No, it's not about us.
It's about our rainbow youth.
Absolutely. And we want to hear many, many stories about, you know, your coming out. How was it as a kid? Because this initiative is breaking down so many walls, which is great. And it's a real support for, you know, kids who are maybe struggling at school. I remember going to an all-boys school where, had we had this initiative, I think it would have been made it so much easier for kids who were struggling with their sexuality. And,
yeah.
And I didn't even know about mine at the time. It might have made me speed up the process. I was a slow learner.
You were late
learner.
To the party, weren't you?
27.
Well, this is 10...
Wear a purple day. Where were you, purple day? No, seriously.
Again,
come
wasn't
on.
About you.
Yeah. But it was set up in 2010,
that's
and it's
right.
It's the 10th anniversary, which is good. So we're going to celebrate that as much as we can today. If you want to join us, 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Friday morning, 9 past 7, heading for a top of 17 degrees today again.
Oof.
Balmy, isn't it?
Yes. Well, hopefully today we don't get all that crazy weather that happened last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that was dope, yes. Wasn't it? It's youth. We're celebrating Gay Youth Day. We're
a
purple.
Did anybody else just hear that? It felt like the world stopped for a moment.
I just feel like I need to relate to the youth a little
that
bit more
what?
This morning.
Oh,
dope.
My psyche
dope.
Just cracked.
You can't pull dope off,
shut
mate.
Shut up. You're so basic.
Oh, I'm so basic.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Okay, that's whack. This is reminding me of the time I was on, I was a cabin supervisor on an airline and, you know, I had my hair in a bun and I was looking like a school teacher and I walked up to this skater guy and I was like, oh, sorry, you can't sit there. And he goes, really? And I said, nah, sorry, dude. And we both looked at each other in shock. Because I can't pull dude off.
You are so cancelled because of that.
I'm cancelled.
Yeah, that's another one. I read up about English slang words from all the youth of 2020.
Oh. All of the youth of 2020 have just switched off again. They've gone.
Not
no.
These
old, no, old
these people trying to talk to us.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to join us this morning.
I celebrate that because you are trying to get in touch yes. with our
I
youth.
Was. I was trying to connect. Yeah. And we will through the course of the show this morning. If you want to join us, it is Wear It Purple Day. It's a great day. We've got lots of good stories coming up. Lots of people to interview about Wear It Purple Day, which is great.
And if you're wondering what Wear It Purple Day is all about, this is in its 10th year, so congratulations to the organisers. It was in response to global stories of real teenagers, real heartache and very real responses. In 2010, there were several rainbow young people that took their own lives. And so this is in a response to say, we see you, we love you, you are supported, there is hope. You can get through stuff.
And we're talking Wear It Purple Day.
Oh,
well,
this is exciting.
Quite an intro.
It is quite an intro.
I was waiting for Purple Rain.
You said find some purple music.
Purple People Eater.
Purple People Eater.
It's still purple.
Well, it is.
It's a great song.
We are talking Wear a Purple Day
wow,
today.
Wow, we went from saying dope to playing this. Like, what is our audience?
a little bit of everything for everyone.
And now all those over 80, come on in.
We've had a message here from Dave. It says he works on a building site, has LGBT family wearing purple today on the site.
Good on you.
That's it. Oh, I've got a frog in my throat again. Oh, you two carry on.
Yeah, why do you keep turning up? I don't know why you bother.
Leave that frog at home.
Leave it at home.
Maybe let the frog talk.
Hang on, I'll turn your mic off. Have a little cough, Dolly. Go on, cough it out. Cough it out. Spurt it out. Barf up a lung. How's that?
What I wanted to say was we embrace all.
Great, that was worth it.
There you go, that was totally worth it. You could have just gone to something else.
No worries, we were trying to.
What's wrong with you? Just keep my mic off and pretend I'm not here like you do every day. Such a carry-on.
Come on, it's Wear a Purple. Yeah, smile, Dolly, smile.
I'm smiling.
Here's a story for you I was trying to get to 10 minutes ago. In Tokyo, you know how our Japanese friends are funny?
Oh, they're so funny.
Well, at the moment they're doing something to help people in COVID-19.
What are they doing?
Basically what they've set up is to take people's minds off COVID-19. Shut up. They're putting them in coffins surrounded by chainsaws welding zombies.
Oh.
They get them to lie in a 2-metre coffin. It's like a window box, listening to horror stories, watching actors perform and getting poked with fake hands and squirted with water.
Oh, God. That sounds terrifying.
It's to take their mind off the pandemic.
See, I don't know. This is the youth of today, right? Because honestly, as an anxiety sufferer, this sounds horrendous. This is not going to make me think that the world is better outside.
I think it sounds like fun. No.
It's only because you feel hip to the groove today.
Oh,
yeah.
Dope.
Daddy-o.
Dope. Here's someone that's dope. Reese Maston. Shout it out. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys on this fine Friday. It is Wear a Purple Day and that song slays.
Oh, my. Can somebody help us in here today?
Slays.
Just because you've dyed all the greys out of your hair doesn't mean that you can use that lingo.
Don't let everyone see behind the curtain.
Oh, we don't need to talk about the hair today, Tim.
Was that too low?
Too much.
Lockdown's been hard for many people in many ways, but none more than Dean Murphy's hair.
I have a team of people on my hair every 2 weeks.
A team?
We're in a six-week lockdown. Okay, I'll tell you the story.
It's a
nice
world that you live in where that's your biggest problem.
Yeah, it slaps. It slaps, man.
Oh, it slaps. Oh, my God.
I'm just reaching out to the youth on Wear a Purple Day today.
Are you, though?
Well, I did yesterday because
I feel like you're reaching out and slapping them where they don't.
Trying to dye my hair yesterday. It's gone pear-shaped. Sorry. A little bit.
I've
cancelled myself out, to be quite honest.
You've cancelled yourself out.
Now, this message came through from Portland, Oregon.
Saying, listening to you in my car from Portland, Oregon, love this show. We love you right back.
If you want to join the show today, today's the day to do it because it is Wear a Purple Day. And if you've got a story to tell, like, share with us what it means to you and what it would have meant to you if you were growing up having had a Wear a Purple Day. Or if you're young and up at this time in the morning listening to us, share your story about what Wear a Purple Day means.
And how different this year that we're in Melbourne, that we're in this lockdown. You know, like I know in the past they've done things where like Flinders Street train station has been purple from top to tail, but we're probably not going to see that. So maybe if you're at home and you want to deck your windows in purple, or
what about your Instagram feeds? You could just do a nice purple, change it up, or just wear your purple clothes today,
or paint your nails,
share an eggplant emoji around. Purple.
Jason Derulo.
Can you not? Don't start that. I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Are you blushing?
Oh, stop it. I've gone purple in my cheeks.
For anyone who was wondering what that means, have a look at Jason Derulo's Instagram.
Don't. People will never come back to the show. Join us. It is Wear a Purple Day.
725.
0427. Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. 94.9 Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 10 minutes to 8 and I'm quaking. Absolutely quaking.
Oh, I'm quaking in my boots to just try and work out what it is that you ingested before this show this morning, buddy.
Youth. Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm not sure how I support for someone who's quaking.
Anyway.
We're in a lockdown situation.
Sorry.
Sure.
I'm quaking because I've just read an article. Apparently, they're going to remake Titanic.
Oh, my God.
Why?
What? Because the youth apparently haven't seen it. A lot of them haven't seen it.
Just go watch it. Well, it's on VHS.
Well, I know, but the companies look at it and they go, well, it made $2.2 billion the first time round. We can remake it and have some, you know, youth actors.
You know, we could whack Kim Kardashian on there.
No, she's not youth.
No.
Who? She's about 45.
I'm pointing at
Zendaya. There you go.
That's good. That's better.
That's good.
Yep. What about Zac Efron? Does he make it in there? Daddy Bear.
Yeah.
Who else could we put in the Titanic?
Oh, God, Justin Bieber.
Who do we want to drown? I mean, that really comes down to it, doesn't it?
Is Celine Dion doing another song?
Oh. And who's going to hog the door on the water?
I don't know.
Kim Kardashian.
Probably. She the flotation.
Yeah. I feel like Jack could just hold on.
So anyway, where are you guys at with this thing? Do you want to reboot?
Kanye.
Do you want to reboot or not?
No, I don't. No. I don't believe in reboots.
Well, I want to hear you from the youth. I want to hear from a buddy.
I mean, I don't feel personally like that was long enough ago. It was 23 years, though.
It was 1997.
I know. So,
and as they're saying, the 20-year-olds have not seen it. And
yeah,
it's just,
but for all of you who are wondering, it sinks. So,
well, now they're saying they could actually. Just don't blow the plot.
Spoiler.
You're cancelled. Now
you've cancelled me three times.
You know, the
today.
Funny thing is they reckon they'll save
money.
So
the youth only have three words.
I'm going to a song. I can't even get the rest of this thing out. Done with you. You old people. Oh my God, I don't have another word. Don't have another one. I need some members of the youth.
I think you just can concentrate on using words appropriate for you today.
Is that
because
right?
I think we've already put off a lot of the youth.
Sorry about
with
that.
With whatever you
sorry,
were trying to
ones.
Do.
Sorry, young ones. Scott sent through a message saying, well done, guys, for bringing We're It Purple Day to ours and the broader community's ears.
Yeah, well,
morning.
That's what we're here to do. Shine a light.
Shine a light. We are indeed. And also joining us this morning right now, actually, Andy Medic is a Member of Parliament. He's from the Animal Justice Party and he's got a fascinating story to tell. Good morning, Andy.
Andy.
Good morning, you lovely people, and happy Wear It Purple Day.
Happy Wear It Purple Day.
It's such a good day. You've got an amazing story because, Andy, you're one of your, well, you've got a trans son. Who's now 21, but started transitioning at 18. But you also have another trans child as well.
That's correct. Our eldest, Keelan, revealed to us not too long ago that she was in fact she. And this is an interesting story for us because as our eldest, you know, we born first in our life in Torquay. It was always a square peg in a round hole, I put it.
Right.
Was never really into the sports and things like that that all the other kids were into and has searched their whole life really to find out who they are. And that's sort of led them in many ways. And this is why it's so important, I think, to tell this story on Wear It Purple Day.
Absolutely. And it's an amazing story because I can't imagine it must be so difficult for a parent going through, you know, even one child and the transitioning process because there's so many different dynamics with it. But having two children, how did you feel at that point in time knowing that there was a second one as well?
Well, to be honest, Eden, our youngest, broke the ground. yeah. You know,
good on you, Eden.
Taught us everything that we needed to know, and so when Keelan came out, it was a far easier thing to understand, and we were ready. You know, it was fine. Well, but the important thing for us was that Keelan knew who they were, and so consequently is so much happier in life. And that's all you want as a parent. You love your kids no matter what, right? And you know, for us, the most important thing is that both our kids, like any other parent, is that both your kids are healthy and they're happy and know who they are in life because if they do, then they can move forward with safety and with confidence.
Yeah, and I love the part of this story, Andy, that you've touched on, that you're quite happy to admit that the first time around you may not have reacted the best way, but you came a long way. Like, it highlights the journey that everybody can go on and can come around. I mean, obviously it's big information to digest, but you were blessed. You've had another second opportunity to react well. I think that's amazing.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, just like young trans kids are on a journey through their own lives, their parents are as well.
Of course.
And we're from a generation, look, I'm only in my late 50s, I am from a generation that didn't necessarily have much experience with the trans community. And so to have it in your own house, it's a wonderful teaching opportunity. I often think the world, you know, puts things in front of you because you need to learn a particular lesson.
Of course.
You know, and that for us was evident. And to me, it's just, it's made me, and I know my wife April as well, it's made us both far, far better people, and we are much happier with the people that we are because our own horizons have been broadened and our own experiences are broadened by just having these two wonderful, lovely children in our lives.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. But Andy, can I just ask you too, because you're a member of Parliament, but how was that? Because that must have been so difficult to change the mindset of so many people who are so set in their ways.
It is extremely difficult. As you can understand, it's a very old institution, mm-hmm. and with very old and time-honoured traditions, if you like. And people go in there, even a lot of people who are on the progressive side of politics, some of them are still quite conservative. So to change minds is the biggest task. I mean, I go in representing, you know, not just the human constituents of Western Victoria, but also the non-human animals as well. So there's a whole, you know, education process about, you know, that those animals' lives mean something to them intrinsically.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm fighting for them. But I tell you what, probably it's a highlight of my life to have been able to stand there in Parliament and deliver a speech about Eden and about our experiences as a family to have a transgender child in when we changed the law on birth certificate reform. Oh. That will be one of the highlights of my life.
That is absolutely so good. And was, I mean, what was the room? What was the energy like in the room when that went through?
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. Look, I liken it to, you know, some of the celebrations that were out in the community when, you know, marriage reform was passed federally. You know, here was this thing that is just common sense to anybody who just wants to logically just look at something and look at it dispassionately, just, you know, put up the pros and cons and go, well, this just makes sense, you know, this is life. And this is how we deal with it, you know. Every human being has a right to be themselves and to love whoever they want to love in this world. And we can't take that away from them. That's a basic abuse of human rights if we do. So we were really catching up with what humanity should be doing in the first place.
Oh, unbelievable. And you made the announcement about, you posted a birth announcement. Were you surprised about the backlash on Twitter and social media? Like, that threw you into a firestorm. Was that something that you anticipated, or were you really like, whoa, we've got a long way to go in terms of changing people's mindsets? Or, you know, how did you cope with that?
You ignore it.
Yeah.
You have to ignore it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, You try to change people's minds, the ones that you know you can change.
Yes.
And those you can't just focus on them, because if you do, then you can't move forward. Society won't progress if that's all we do.
No, good point.
And look, I suppose I wasn't ready for the backlash that there was, but I'm not surprised. if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. And yeah, that's right. You just have to try and block it out and move forward because, yeah, just unbelievable.
Andy, I'm curious because I actually grew up down in Grovedale and I know the area like Torquay. I'm curious to know how is the local community? Are they incredibly accepting of your children? I'm curious to hear how that is.
There are a number of families. We are a very... The LGBTIQA plus community in Torquay is very tight. Mm. There are a number of us. We talk regularly. We give each other support. And there is a little bit of support from the council. I mean, you guys would be completely aware of the whole palaver that happened with the rainbow flag issue in Torquay.
Mm. Oh, totally.
And which was absolutely atrocious. And I have to say that by and large, the community, look, sections of it have moved forward.
Yep.
But there's still a very, very long way to go.
Yeah.
So, Andy, can I ask you a question? We're at Purple Day. What would it... I mean, it's such a great initiative. Obviously, we've talked about it. But what would it have meant to your kids if it had been set up way back in the piece?
Oh, it would have meant everything. Absolutely everything. Because, you know, so many trans kids feel so isolated,
yes.
You know, because they are in such small pockets in different communities around the world, not just in this state or Australia. They are in little small pockets. And while they may be aware that there is a broader community, their day-to-day life is dealing with their own family, the people they go to school with, and all those sorts of broader community issues, you know, and interactions. And often, and more often than not, those interactions are extremely negative. Even if people don't know that this person is trans, the conversations are still around all of that, you know, the jingoistic discriminative terms and stuff like that. So they're not encouraged to be themselves. They're not encouraged to come out and take that brave step because at the moment it is a brave step and that's the big hurdle for me.
Yes.
The next thing is to make it not a brave step.
Just exactly.
To make it...
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is me. Yeah. And everyone would just go, okay, cool.
It's amazing. Andy, you've given me all the feels, Sam. I'm about to...
Absolutely.
Like,
you are so inspirational. You've got such a great positive outlook on this whole issue. Can I just ask, any thoughts that you might run for Prime Minister?
gosh, no.
Listen, we've enjoyed having you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Andy.
Yes.
And best of luck with everything.
When lockdown's over, I think you and the kids come and join us
in the station.
I'd love to. Awesome. I'd love nothing more. It'd be fantastic.
Thanks, Andy, for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, guys, and have a great day.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Dylan.
And every Saturday morning is beautiful when you wake up with us on the Late Late Breakfast Show.
Join us for great...
The Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. At 4 minutes to eight, it is Wear It Purple Day.
Yes,
it
is.
We're celebrating today.
You know it. And we just had an incredible interview just earlier with the beautiful Andy Medic, Member of Parliament, talking about his trans children. And Betty has said, morning, Murphys, what an incredible, great person Andy is. And I've got a purple wings and my purple jumper.
She sent a little photo in there. Well done, Betty. You look snatched.
Actually, that's a great idea. If you could send us photos to the Murphys Radio Facebook page, Instagram, of you wearing your purple. And I'm going to try and pretend that my sibling is not trying to be the cool kid. What?
I'm not trying. I am. This song's pretty thirsty. This is Cyndi Lauper. And I drove.
It's just so bad. She's this new hip young artist.
Have you ever heard about her?
She's Gucci.
She featured on the Titanic.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.